Hello, beloved community. This is your pastor, Catherine Tuttle. Thank you for tuning into this Christmas Eve sermon. I have a quick note on today's recording. It is pre-recorded, so you may notice a difference in the audio recording and the kind of tone and pitch of how I'm speaking, because I'm just speaking here in my office, thinking of you at home on your laptops or cell phones or tablets, listening to this message. And it's kind of nice to be talking this way, because I think that we're talking just one-to-one in this moment. But I just wanted to bring that up because, again, the kind of preaching aspect is slightly different in tone. But I do want to begin now. And so one thing that I wanted to talk about tonight to you is that I have noticed living in DC that this is such an international city. I meet people from all over the world who speak all different languages, and I just love it. And I love hearing about their culture and their traditions, particularly as they relate to the holiday season. And if we have not connected, I would love to hear what your family or what you do around the holidays that is special, a special tradition or ritual that you celebrate, Christmas or New Year's or Epiphany. One particular ritual that caught my imagination this year is from Poland. I heard that on Christmas Eve in Poland, a thin wafer-like bread called an opłatek is passed around the table. This wafer has stamped on it an image of Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. Everyone gathered breaks off a small piece of bread before passing it to the next person around the table. As pieces are broken and shared, words of thanksgiving and reconciliation are offered between family members. It's a night of healing and gratitude. After the bread has been passed around the table, pieces are then shared with farm animals or pets. What caught my ear in this tradition is the connection the Polish make between the bread at the home table and the wafers used for communion at church tables all over the world, and how both of these breads are found in the Nativity story. To emphasize this connection, some families even put straw on their tables to be reminiscent of the manger. And that's the image that I'm pulling out of this year's retelling of the Nativity. The manger and all that it holds. How something so commonplace could hold something so extraordinary. The ordinary holding the extraordinary is at the very heart of not just Christmas, but of Christianity. And it starts tonight with the birth of Jesus. He didn't come down as the Word made flesh to some palace, to some untouchable realm, an adult at the height of his powers, but instead he enters the world as a helpless infant, placed carefully in a manger, that place which feeds the animals. He is placed on a table from the very start. Jesus, born in Bethlehem, a city whose name literally means house of bread, becomes the bread that feeds the whole world. God comes down and makes his intentions known from the very beginning. He is to become this Eucharist bread that we share, broken and pressed into hungry hands, broken and passed around family tables as words of gratitude and forgiveness fill hungry hearts. God comes to us to our everyday tables, just as God came down to the ordinary folks, a husband and wife, not a king and queen, people that you would recognize as a neighbor or a friend or a relative. Likewise, angels appear to workers in fields, guide travelers and outsiders to a place that, without a star and without instructions, would be like any other home in that city. All these ordinary people gather around this first communion table to see the Savior of the world come down to meet us in the everyday mess of humanity. At our table, and tables in churches all over the world, the words of institution echo each Sunday and echo tonight. This is my body given for you. Tonight, as we listen to stories and songs, we remember, we celebrate this body in its most fragile form, put in a feeding trough so that all the world will be healed and saved and fed. And we rejoice in the many ways that God has made the ordinary into something extraordinary. Amen.